Welcome back, and today we're building a proper roughneck bass wobble for jungle and old school drum and bass in Ableton Live 12. We're going for that rude, moving, ragga-friendly bass energy that feels alive, not just loud. And the extra cool part is we're going to start in session view, jam out a few variations, and then record the whole thing into arrangement view like a real performance. This is beginner-friendly, so don't worry if some of this is new. I'll keep it simple, but I'm also going to point out the little choices that make the bass hit harder in a real track. First, set your tempo. For classic jungle vibes, aim around 166 BPM. If you want it a bit more modern and heavy, you can push it up toward 172. For this lesson, 166 is a really nice sweet spot. Now create a new MIDI track for the bass. We're going to use Waveitable, because it's easy to shape and it's great for movement. You could use Operator or Analog too, but Waveitable gives us a nice beginner-friendly way to get wobble and grime without fighting the synth. Start with a simple patch. Set Oscillator 1 to a sine wave if you want a deep sub-focused bass, or saw if you want a bit more attitude right away. Keep Oscillator 2 off, or very low if you do use it. Set the filter to a low pass, something like LP24, and bring the cutoff down low to start. Don't worry about making it exciting yet. Right now, we want a solid foundation. A really important point here is this. Think in layers. Even if you only hear one bass, the sub is one job, the mid-range growl is another job, and the distortion character is another. If everything is trying to do everything, the sound gets blurry fast. So keep the lowest end simple and steady, and let the movement happen more in the upper harmonics. Set the voices to 1. That keeps the bass tight and mono. If you want a little glide or portamento, you can turn that on slightly, especially if you want notes to slide into each other in a more classic ravey way. But keep it subtle. Now let's write the MIDI. Start with a simple 1-bar or 2-bar loop. Don't overthink the harmony. Jungle and old school DNB often live in dark, simple note choices like F, G, A flat, B flat, and C. You want a riff, not a melody that's trying to do too much. Try a pattern with a long note on beat 1, then a shorter note before beat 2, maybe a stab on the end of 2, and another hit near beat 4. That kind of rhythm gives you a rolling syncopation, which is way more interesting than a note just sitting there forever. Short notes usually hit harder than big held notes, especially in this style. They give the drums room to breathe. And that's another big teacher note. If it sounds cool by itself but weak when the drums come in, trust the drums. The bass should support the break, not compete with it. So keep your notes tight and leave space for the snare. Now for the wobble. The simplest beginner way is to automate the filter cutoff. Add auto filter after Waveitable. Keep it as a low pass filter so we can open and close the tone over time. Then open the MIDI clip. Go to the Envelopes tab and automate the cutoff movement across the bar or 2-bar loop. A classic wobble shape is simple. Start a bit closed, rise through the middle of the bar, then fall again toward the end. That gives the bass a breathing, talking feel. For old school jungle, don't go too fast with the wobble. Half note or quarter note movement usually feels more classic than super fast modern wobble. If you make it too twitchy, it can start feeling more dubstep than jungle. Now let's add dirt, but in a controlled way. This is important. Distort the bass without killing the sub. After auto filter, add saturator. Start with a small drive amount, maybe +3 to +8 dB. Turn soft clip on. If the output gets too hot, lower it a little so you're not clipping your master or smashing the signal too hard. Saturator is great, because it adds harmonics and makes the bass cut through the breakbeat. After that, add drum bus. This can bring an extra grit and attitude. Use a little drive, maybe around 10 to 25%, and keep crunch subtle at first. Be careful with boom on bass synths. It can get too fluffy very quickly. Use it lightly or skip it if the low end starts getting messy. The goal is not to make a giant blurry bass cloud. The goal is controlled nastiness. At the end of the chain, add utility. This is where you keep the bass centered and club-friendly. In DNB, the low frequencies should usually stay mono. Try width at 0 to 60%, depending on the sound, and if you need bass mono, turn that on. The sub should stay in the middle. If you want width, do it on a separate mid layer, not on the pure low end. Here's a simple chain to remember. Waveitable, auto filter, saturator, drum bus, utility. That's a strong starting point for a roughneck bass tone. Now let's work in session view. This is where the fun starts. Session view is perfect for trying different energies quickly without feeling locked into a timeline. Make one bass clip, then duplicate it into a few scenes. For example, one scene can be the cleanest version, one can have the filter a little more open, One can have more drive and one can beat a stripped-back variation or a breakdown version. This is a really useful mindset. Use clip variations like you're changing intensity, not writing a completely different bass line. A tiny change in cutoff, note length, or distortion amount can feel huge once the drums are running. So let's make four simple scenes. Scene 1 is your bass version. More closed filter, cleaner tone. Scene 2 opens the filter a bit and lets the wobble speak more. Scene 3 pushes saturator or drum bus harder for extra aggression. Scene 4 can be filtered down or high-passed a bit for a breakdown or tension moment. Now the bass can behave like it's performing. That's the whole trick. If you want to add even more movement, you can change wobble speed by section. For the intro, slow filter movement feels restrained and tense. For the drop, medium speed wobble feels energetic. For a turnaround or fill, you can speed it up a little to create excitement. Just don't overdo it. Too much movement can make the bass feel chaotic instead of musical. You can also vary the note lengths without changing the notes themselves. That's a really easy way to make the groove feel alive. One phrase can be tight and punchy. The next can have slightly longer tails. Another can be very short and stabby. Same notes, different energy. That's a very classic jungle move. Another great trick is to add one answer note. So your first bar states the groove, and the second bar adds one extra hit near the end. That creates a call and response feeling, which is huge in old school bass music. It gives the listener a sense that the bass is speaking back to the drums. Now, because we're building this in session view first, we can perform the changes live. Hit record in the arrangement transport, launch the clips in session view, and play through the section like a real set. Move between the clean clip, the heavier clip, the more open clip, and the breakdown clip. Then stop recording and check arrangement view. This is where the idea becomes a song instead of just a loop. In arrangement view, you'll see the clip changes and automation recorded in place. That's your performance captured. You can now shape the track into a proper DNB structure. Maybe your intro starts filtered and teasing. Then the drop hits with the main bass riff. After 8 or 16 bars, you introduce a variation with more distortion or a different note ending. Then you strip it back for a breakdown. Then you bring in the biggest version for the second drop. That tension and release pattern is what makes jungle and old school DNB feel exciting. A loop is not a track. A track needs movement. Now let's talk about arrangement ideas that really help. Before a drop, remove the bass for a bar or even just a beat. That little bit of silence can make the return slam much harder. You can also automate the filter closing on the last two beats before the drop, then open it back up when the new section lands. Small moves often sound bigger in context. If you want more edge, automate distortion too, not just filter. For example, increase saturator drive on the last two beats before a drop, then pull it back on the next phrase. That contrast adds drama without changing the identity of the bass. And if the bass and drums are fighting each other, shorten the notes first. That usually solves more problems than people expect. You can also reduce low mid resonance, high pass the distortion layer a bit, or use light sidechain compression if needed. But honestly, short MIDI notes and sensible filtering go a long way. A really pro approach is to split the bass into two layers. Keep one layer as a clean sub, maybe with operator or a simple sine wave, mono and nearly untouched. Then make a second layer with wavy-table for the mid-range movement, distortion, and wobble. This keeps the low end strong while letting the character live in the upper layer. That's a very reliable DNB technique. If you want a little extra width, only add it to the mid layer. Never smear the sub with chorus or stereo effects. If you do want a chorus or ensemble feel, duplicate the bass, high-pass the copy, and blend it quietly underneath. That gives you width without wrecking the bottom end. Also, if the patch starts to feel too wild, reduce the amount of effect before you add more. Beginners often make basses better by removing excess movement and letting the core tone speak. So if the filter is too extreme, back it off. If the distortion is too much, back it off. Sometimes less is exactly what makes it hit harder. Let's quickly recap the core formula. Start with wavy-table. Shape a simple mono bass. Write a short, syncopated MIDI pattern. Use auto filter for wobble movement. Add saturator and drum bus for controlled grit. Use utility to keep the bass tight and mono. Build a few session view clip variations. Record the performance into arrangement view. Then shape the track with automation and arrangement contrast. That's the whole idea. Sub stays solid, mid-range gets nasty, filter gives motion, and arrangement gives life. For a quick practice exercise, make a four-bar jungle bass loop with two energy levels. Use one synth, one main MIDI clip, and at least two clip variations. Make one version cleaner and more filtered, and another version more open and more driven. Then perform between them in session view and record it into arrangement view. Add one automation move, like opening the filter before the drop and closing it in the breakdown. If the bass still leaves space for the breakbeat and the distortion adds character instead of noise, you're on the right track. And that's the Roughneck vibe right there. Raw, energetic, a little nasty but still controlled. Exactly the kind of bass that works with jungle drums and old-school D&B energy. If you want, I can make the next lesson as a follow-up with exact Ableton rack macros, a 16-step MIDI pattern, and a simple automation map, so you can build this even faster.